Designing an enigma this week, isn't it? And if you like competitions, well, you'll like this. Steph Dennis from HCT Turf in Topsham is on the line with a photo competition. Well, details of. Steph, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Hi, Toby.
Well, lovely to speak to you. Is this a competition you've run in the past?
It is, yes. We spoke last year about it. This is our third annual charity photography campaign. So the idea is to share photos, beautiful garden photos with that lovely feel-good factor with our community. And we'll be making a donation to local charity Living Options Devon.
Oh, really? Oh, hang on. I've gone back through the transcripts. You're quite right. We did speak last year, Steph. Thank you. But you said, how does it work then? Is it pictures of flowers, pictures of people and plants, pictures of prize-winning veg?
Anything from your garden. So, yes, all of those. Wildlife, people and pets. Enjoying your garden, or if your garden is really beautiful, then a picture of the whole garden would be lovely, or home in on a single flower or tree. Everything is welcome.
Oh, lovely. So this is your third year. In the past, have you had any particularly striking photographs or things of unusual subjects?
I think we probably had more unusual ones this year, in fact. We had a lovely one of a hedgehog and one of a squirrel on a tiny little picnic table, which someone had obviously made for it. But lots of lovely flowers. We've had lots of wisteria sent in, which are really beautiful.
Yeah, well, put that on Twitter, says Caroline. We'll retweet that out so we can all have a little look
fantastic.
At that squirrel. That would be great. Also, I just wanted to find out a bit more about the charity and your connection with it.
Yes, so they're based in Exeter, Living Options Devon. They provide support services for people with disabilities and deaf people in the region. The idea being to let them live the life they choose with information, advice and initiatives.
Oh, and so how does a donation work? Do people donate when they put money in with the picture?
So all you need to do is send us a picture on Facebook or on our website. And for each picture we receive, we'll donate £1 to Living Options. We're raising money for their Countryside Mobility Scheme, which runs off-road mobility scooters in beauty spots around the southwest, like Powderham Castle and the Eden Project. And we're aiming for £1,000. Which is what's needed to refurbish one of these trampers, because they're all getting on to 10 years old now.
Yeah.
And some of them need some refurbishment.
Well, what an excellent way to raise a bit of money and do some good. So what are the details? We get in touch with your website, Facebook or your socials. Just give us the details on those.
Yep. So our website is wesellturf.com, and you can find an online entry form there or a printable one if you don't do digital photography. And on our Facebook page, HCT Turf, you just post a picture and you can use the hashtag I love my garden. That's the title of the competition.
And how many winners are there in categories?
Well, at the moment, we're just going for one, but we're hoping to keep running it each year and perhaps we'll have more categories in the future.
Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you very much for getting in touch, Steph. And I do remember you talking about this last year. And I think this could grow and grow, and it'd be something you'll be running for many years.
Yes. And then the winner will also get a hamper of Devon produce and the Golden Spade Award trophy.
The Golden Spade Award. That sounds like really something, doesn't it? Steph, thank you so much for giving us the details on that. And you know what to do. Get those pictures in. And it's amazing. Actually, this morning I was out first early doors taking pictures of the garden, because under this blue sunshine, or blue sky rather, it's just amazing. Everything really scrubs up well. Glorious. Yeah. Early in the morning, that's the time to take your chances.